How great is God? Now, when we try and compare things, we compare our previous experience or use our previous experience and apply it to something that we just encountered and we kind of make a judgment, right? So if I were to ask you, well, how big is Ken? And you looked at my son, Jacob. Well, in comparison, Jacob is about 90 pounds and me, his father's about twice that, 180, give or take, maybe give a little bit more. In other words, you could fit two Jacobs inside of me, his father, Ken. So I'm twice his size. Well, if you compare the human person to the earth, the human person is quite small. You know, some people have walked all the way around the earth and it's taken some 4 years. 4 years to walk all the way around the earth. So this earth, compared to the human person that God has created, is pretty big. And in fact, the earth is great in size compared to the human person. But what if you compared the earth to the sun? How many earths could you fit inside the sun? Remember, God is the creator of this all. Well, could you fit 100 earths? No, many more. 1,000? Much more. How about 1,000,000? In fact, the answer is you could fit 1.3 million Earths inside of our sun. And God is much greater than this. Remember, the Creator is always greater than its creation. But think even larger. What about the largest sun that is known to mankind out in the universe? Well, the largest known star is called UY Scotty. It is a red supergiant star. So how many of our suns could fit into this super red giant star? 1,000? 100,000? 1,000,000? No, 100,000,000? Even more. How about 1,000,000,000? In fact, even more. You can fit 5 billion of our suns into the largest known star out there. And God is much greater than this. Remember, the Creator is always greater than its creation. How great is our God? St. Alphonsus Liguori rightly says, "The Lord is infinite in majesty." We could never understand the scope of God's greatness. And think about this, the greatness of God. Now He stoops to our level, takes on human form, becomes one of us, takes upon Himself the punishment that should be ours due to sin, so that He could share His life with us. Yet we then have the audacity to think that somehow we are superior to others, considering the humility that God has shown us. Such folly is human pride. How great is God? Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all.